Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you
come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 711 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is November 27th, 2022. The year almost over. If you are unfamiliar with the Overseas Connection podcast, we are a video game podcast. We like to talk about games. We talk about life, entertainment, all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we're on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And if you are hanging out with Kim, avoiding the podcast, it's 3 p.m. your time. I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, an excellent group of individuals. I will start with the gingerest of gingers, Pete Chin. Pete.
Good evening. I'm Peter Chin. Yumpy Yed on Xbox and PlayStation. Thanks for having me again on this beautiful show. I'm surprised that you've not kicked me off it yet, but here I am.
Excellent.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, Pete. It's good to have you back.
Sorry I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. Also on the show, with his new cause, JFG, Justice for Gingers, Robin Tate.
Justice for Gingers. It's a good cause. Donate at rt@paypal.co.uk. Yeah, hi, it's me. I'm back. I'm here. I've survived. And we're back for another week. I am sporting my latest delivery of nerd glasses. They come in bulk. And we're ready to do another show. Nice to see you're in a foreign country, Pete. Lovely to see that backdrop from your hotel room. Good view. What a room you must have.
This is where I live.
Yeah.
This is where I live. This is my manor. I'm just at the top of my ivory tower. So
do we know where that actually is? Pete, do we know where this actually is? No.
It looks like clues.
It's Italian looking, but it could be Croatia or somewhere like that as well, or Bulgaria, but it has an Italian look to it.
I was thinking Italian.
I don't know. Do you know the internet service provider Bing?
Yes.
They've hosted this Skype screen for us tonight. Yeah, I ain't got a clue. It's very nice, it's very picturesque, and it was automatically defaulted when I set up Skype, so I didn't have the time to change it. There we go. Wow. You stuck with it. It's my ivory tower.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
I got nothing else to say. Let's just jump into it. We've got no birthdays, so if you do have a birthday and we happen to have missed your birthday, we're sorry, not sorry, but we are going to talk about some story time.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
All right, real quickly, I do see Lord is in the chat. Yes. And I believe, I scroll back up.
You can't park here, mate. Who's
you
that?
Can't park here, mate. That's an awesome name, by the way. Love that.
Someone from London, surely.
It's me.
Oh, he's...
No.
It's my bot account.
Don't disturb the illusion, Robin. Come on.
Sorry, it's not me.
Oh.
It's my automatic bot that pops up in my when I'm streaming.
I was going to say he gets awfully quiet as the show goes on, but that's all good. All right. Let's talk about this past week. Lots of stuff going on. We'll start with you, Pete. What's been happening in your life?
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Yeah. I wasn't on last week. I'm really sorry. I just had a long day at work.
You didn't listen to the show, did you?
No.
Okay.
Probably
best you avoid
it.
That. Yeah.
Oh, really? Maybe. Did you give me shit for it? Oh, sorry. Oh, there we go. Right, I'll have a listen to that tomorrow. So we're getting closer to the house sale. We've been given a date now, which is December the 12th. So that's all going through, hopefully, after... Oh, solicitors are just a nightmare these days. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to ask, because this sounds a little different than like a normal house sale. You're saying you're given a date. So is this like the paperwork's going to be finalized on that date? Or completion, are you saying...
Completion date.
Okay. Never mind.
So the paperwork gets sorted before, and probably, I think it's being sorted on Monday, tomorrow or Tuesday, but that's when it's legally bound then by contract. Okay. But then after that, the completion date for when they actually move into the house is on the 12th of December. So, but solicitors are just a nightmare. They just sit on this paperwork. It's just like they've got their feet on it, and they don't give a shit that other people are just trying to move into a house and get on with their lives. You know, they just don't care. So I'm just constantly chasing them.
It's true.
Just looking for their 1% or 1.5%. And it's never the solicitor that does it. It's some junior that does it. And they just run their eye over it. Class.
It's really, really sad. But anyway, I've been doing some DIY this week. I'll send you a picture, actually. I've done the staircase at my house where I'm living now. And so I've painted the treads like a nice grey colour, and then I've basically put some stickers on the faces, and they look like Victorian tiles.
Do they say "Don't step here"?
No, don't park here, mate. I'll send them you so you can just see them. It's just easier just to see on WhatsApp, isn't it? Not great for the listeners, but anyway.
I'll get it up. You fire it up there. I'll get it up.
It's if you could imagine some Victorian tiles, like mock tiles, and that are almost like stickers, and I've put them on the faces. I'm sending it, Robin, now. To the show notes, and I've done them this week, which they look pretty neat. I'm kind of happy with them. So put the rest of the bloody
numbers. They do look there nice. We go.
Yeah, cool, don't they? So the baby gate is so the dog doesn't get up the stairs.
I was about to ask. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass, and he gets up the stairs, and then he bites them all. So just to keep him out, we put a baby gate in the way. So there we go. So they look pretty funky. I'm happy with them. I've had a modem as well from. I can't fetch it over because the wire's not long enough. But I've had a modem delivered from Three, which is a mobile network provider. And they've got like a 5G modem, and the deal is only it's £20 usually every single month, but they're charging me £10 a month for the first 6 months, which I thought was great. So I've got a 30-day money back guarantee if I'm not happy with it, which I'm sure will probably the internet will be outstanding until after the 31st day, then it'll just go to shit. But
do you have 5G around your area, Pete?
Yes.
Oh, you're perfect then.
My downloads. The only thing I'm a bit concerned about, though, I'm using it now, actually. I'm connecting to my PlayStation and this PC, running this Skype call. So I'm quite happy running it this time. At least I've got video as well, because the last time I was on, I didn't have any video at all.
No, that was great.
So this is all just running off this unit. It's just brilliant. You just put a SIM card in it and off you go. Yep. So anybody in around, like, you know, some big cities like Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, and other places that offer 5G, I think this piece of kit is just great. And for the price of it, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, real quickly, this just called way off topic, but with you in the background and you reaching behind you, you look like a giant just reaching into the little town village and pulling people out or something.
I can't get do them. That. I'm get God. This is just my little minions. Like I said, I'm in the ivory tower. These are just
an Assassin's Creed. Palace just behind you there. We want to climb up.
I've been up there this morning. I've got a 3 modem, which is, like I say, it's great. Hopefully that should be suffice. So I checked the internet speed, and the download was 2.5 times faster than my previous connection. So I've got about 85-90 meg download. Yeah.
Isn't it class from a wee tiny SIM card? Isn't that
the only one thing I'm concerned about is the upload speed, which from I've got to do a test later on from my PC on direct.
You're fine at the moment, mate. You're fine right now.
But it was when I did a PC test on, a speed test on my phone. It was only like 2.5 meg upload, which in the grand scheme of things, is not great, really.
You'll find, but, Pete, that the weather will affect it at times as well. I found that when that, you know, the weather, you know, if it was an odd day or a funny day, you know, the weather could affect it. So, and it would
well, that's a good thing you guys live in a country that doesn't get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odd atmospheric conditions. Rains all the time. That way. No.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, I'm pleased with it so far. Anyway, I've been watching snooker. Not this week, but last week I watched some snooker. There was the UK Championships. Mm-hmm. That was really good. It was chiming in on. We kept on watching Sean Murphy. We ended up watching most of his matches, but he ended up losing closer to the final. It was nice to hear that Ronnie O'Sullivan got beat 6-0 by a young man from China called Ding. That was good. But yeah, so I enjoyed watching the snooker. He got dinged. He really did. My card. My bank card. I drew some money out because it was my twin's 18th birthday on the 21st of November. So that was, Monday just gone. And my card got swallowed in the machine, the ATM machine. I was like, so the reason why it probably did that is because a few weeks before, I put my wallet on top of the drawing and threw that into the drawer, and all of my cards and money and stuff did a 30-minute cycle in the dryer. So when I finished the air, my cards were slightly bent.
It was laundered.
It was laundered. I've had that joke already, you cheesy git. So,
but so you were able to get money out.
No, this is the thing. No. I tried to risk it. I could pay contactless. That worked absolutely fine. So I thought, right, I'll try the ATM because I need to draw some money out for the kids' birthdays. And I typed in, you know, how much money I wanted. And do you know when it gets to the point, then it says your cash is being counted. Please take your card.
Yeah.
And the card machine ticked like it was going to deliver the card. And then all of a sudden it just took it back again. And it says transaction cancelled. And it actually took my money away from me when I checked my state. Oh, no. So I had to get onto the bank the next day.
Really?
So I had to get onto them the next day. And I've managed to get the refund on the cash. But I've still not got my bank card sent me. So that's been an absolute pain this week. But anyway.
God, yeah. I have an Amazon Platinum card. And over the last week or 10 days, Amazon fell out with their card supplier. Now, there was talk about it being changing in January, but literally overnight there was an email came out to say your card is no longer able to be used
on Amazon.
And I didn't catch it because I have them all in my metal curve card, like an all-in-one thing. So I'm going, it's not working. And you go, sorry, hold on a second. And that wasn't until later that day, and Judith, because she uses the Curve card as well. So we use one card so we get the benefits from it.
Yeah.
And literally Amazon just, your account is still there. You owe the money, but you can't spend it in this anymore. And keep an eye out on Amazon for our new card that's coming. So, that was a pain in the butt. There was no warning. And a lot of complaints, a lot of people complaining.
It's really embarrassing, isn't it, when things like that happen? Because you know that you got the cash in the bank or whatever. And
they've heard it before.
You're trying to dig out cash then from your pockets, from every crevice that you've bloody got pockets. And it's just, you don't end up finding it all there or something. It's just, it's annoying. So
what crevices do you have pockets in?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Don't
want to know.
After the show. So my car got swallowed. Amazon Prime deals. Has anybody bought anything?
I bought some underwear.
Nice. Like leather.
Danish underwear.
Oh, Danish. Why Danish? What does that come as? I will need to Google this.
No, it was just Danish underwear. It's nice. I buy my Danish underwear, and it was.
Do you buy it regularly? What is this a thing? Are you really telling this it's a thing? Danish underwear.
I don't know this.
I'll bring them up right now. My underwear up and show you right now. Here's my Danish bamboo underwear. YouTube.
The bamboo underwear is very nice.
There we go. There's Danish underwear on the screen. Six pairs. Well, it was cheaper than that on the other day. So my Danish underwear and bamboo viscose boxer brief.
There you breathable. Go.
I'm sharing my underwear. There you go.
So are you telling me it's for six pairs of pants for £25, these last you more than a day? Like these have got to be like... These are going to be like elastic bands, isn't there?
The only problem with your underwear and when you drive so much is you wear through them a lot. Now, when I drove a car with gears, my left foot always wore through because the clutch foot. So now I'm at an automatic. I not as many shoes, but definitely pants. Yeah, pants. You go through a lot of pants when you're driving so much.
I'm sorry, this is just ridiculous. I've never known anybody in your situation spent £26 on six pairs of pants. Like
not good value.
Mine are, well, it's great value, God, you're not going to get a great like length of service out of those pants. Are you really? How long do they really last?
About a year.
No,
that's 6 months a year. I mean, it's not the same pair that I use, you know, constantly. You know, I mean, there's six pairs. That's 6 months. That's January sorted, February sorted, March sorted, April sorted. So I change them once a month sort of thing. So
yeah.
And after the month, that one pair is done. And we can move on to February pants. What did I buy? I'm looking here. I bought a Monarch of the Glen complete box set series and DVD 1-7.
Right.
Yes.
Do you watch any of your DVDs?
No, this is from my father-in-law. I bought a Lego Star Wars BD-1 droid Lego.
Do you actually watch any of your DVDs?
No.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I would play a DVD anymore. In fact, that's what I was saying to Judith, because we give Judith's mom her old Mac laptop, her old little MacBook Pro, because a year or so we upgraded, and the kids were using it for homework and stuff, but now they've got their own laptops again. This was the Secret Santa thing that we're doing within the adults of the group. And
right.
This is the thing that I'm told he wanted. So I got it. And I'm saying to Judith, like, if I order this here, the MacBook doesn't have a DVD drive. How are they going to watch this? Oh, well, she's still out because they don't have a TV or anything in their house. So it's only the computer. So that'd be the old laptop they'll be watching this stuff from. So I bought some Lego. I bought a Fitbit. These are Christmas presents.
The one thing I did see was there was an Xbox Series S that was being sold for £189.
Yeah.
That was super cheap.
Good value.
I didn't buy one because I'm actually thinking about like downgrading my Xbox subscription because I just don't use it at all, really. The controllers are £35 as well. The white controllers, which you normally get with the Xbox Series S, they're £35 at the minute. I think there's two more days left on that, which is really cheap for a controller, wireless as well. Another thing I watched as well this week was a program called SAS Rogue Heroes. Has anybody seen this? No, I don't. Can you get BBC? Greg, out your neck of the woods.
We do have BBC, but it's I feel like it's kind of Americanized. I don't think we get everything that your actual
BBC channel over there. Yeah.
Well, SAS Rogue Heroes, right? It's actually something that I can connect with personally because
you're in the SAS.
But my claim to fame. This is going to be so SAS Rogue Heroes. This is about the first SAS squadron group that was formed, that we actually got together and formed and become a thing.
You remember that?
And I remember it. And
it was yesterday.
It's about a group of young men, four of them all together, and then they actually formed then a group of SAS soldiers. And it all come from just luck and sheer balls. That's all it come from. It's a fantastic story. Honest to God, it's a fantastic story. And there's only one person living now at the moment out of out of that SAS group, and he's 102 years old, and I know him.
Oh, wow.
I actually know him. His name's Mike Sadler, and he appears in episode 3, the actor does for Mike Sadler. When I seen him when he was 99, I think he was, 99, and when I last seen him, I said that he was looking really well, and he says, I could still touch my toes, and he touched his toes, and I'm like, I can't even touch my toes now, you know. But it's basically based on a true story. It's about the formation of the SAS group, like I say, how they got together. The things that happen are absolutely ridiculous, but apparently they are mostly true, these stories on how they got together. You just think it's just it's just sheer insanity on how they've done it, but they did it. And it's basically based on accounts from when I was in the past as well, when I've met Mike, that he brought this book to show me, and it's a journal, and it's the most, I'll have to try and get some images of it, but it's the most largest like journal book I've ever seen, and it's beautifully created. It's like white leather, and it's all engraved like with the SAS wings and blah blah blah. There's all this like real posh like engraving in through, and there's all these journals, and I think they use that book and all their journals, as well as the accounts from Mike. There was a lot of people that interviewed him over the last 2 years to get to this stage, and now it's out. It's class. It's a real good TV program.
Peaky Blinders, Peaky Blinders. So
it's definitely worth watching. So anyway, I've had a busy couple of weeks. Yeah, so that's me.
Okay. Busy indeed. Robin, what about you?
Well, speaking of things that we're watching, I've came across this little program called Mr. Mayor with Ted Danson and Holly Hunter.
Yes.
Cheers. It's written by Tina Fey from 30 Rock fame. And Ted Danson was this guy who was a successful businessman, but he decides that all of a sudden he's going to run for the mayor of L.A. I'm sitting giggling away at it and at the incompetence and how silly it all is. It's just tickling my funny bone. I think it's very, very good. So Mr. Mayor, I think there's a couple of seasons of it. It's good funny.
He's aged really well. He looks
in his 70s now.
Yeah,
that's good. So there's lots of kind of little cool, famous cameo people in it, appearing in it in single episodes and stuff. So that's good fun. So I've been watching that. Okay.
Serious talk now.
So, I mentioned last week that as an early Christmas present, Judith was going to do a Mexican cookery class. And she was doing it in Belfast and with her friend Devon, who we holidayed in America with, and my friend Adrian as well, her husband. And what I'd done is we'd arranged a babysitter to come and stay overnight, and I'd booked a really nice, cool sort of Airbnb in the city centre, right in the heart of the town. And the idea was that the girls go off to their cookery course, cooking food, margaritas, all of that stuff, have glasses of wine, blah, blah, blah. And then we would meet up with them later and have a bit of crack in Belfast. So that all went steamingly well. Their cookery course started at 6 o'clock and we left here about half four. We met up with them about 5:15 and Devon and Adrian were sitting at an outside seat at a bar, and they had already polished off a bottle of Pinot Grigio. And when we got there, it was about 5:15. So I'm sitting there, you've got to have a drink. You have a drink. He said, well, I'll tell you what, we just ordered another bottle of Pinot Grigio. So down came the waiter, and the girls were going, okay, look here, hey, hold on, it's 20 to 6 now, we're going to go, we don't want to be late, we're going to go, and sure, we'll see you later, have a great night. So at this stage, we still had our bags, we hadn't been to the apartment, so a bottle of Pinot Grigio and two glasses, so half a bottle into Adrian's glass and half the bottle into my glass, and there we go, drank away. No food really at this stage. Breakfast time, light lunch. So we had that, and I could feel the effect already on me. You know, it just, there was a tingle already. But the end of this, we were sitting there and said, look, I tell you what, let's go over and drop off their bags and go and see what this place is like. And then we'll go around and see where we go after that. Get a bite to eat. So off we went to the apartment, and I pulled up the instructions on my phone of how to get in, and realized that I left my glasses behind in the bar. So Adrian took my phone and worked his way out. I buy glasses in bulk. So there's another batch that's arrived today. There's a box last week because I leave them everywhere. We've already been through this. So we got up into the apartment. It's really cool. It's on like three layer levels. There's you've seen some photographs. It's a cool bit of pool table, really nice rooms and all like there. So we went back to the bar, and people had handed in my glasses to the bar. And that was great. Got those back, bonus. And then we went round to this place called, he says, oh, Robin, there's this really cool place. It's beside where this gay nightclub is. But it's now called the Common Market. It's an old fruit market, and it's full of cargo containers with street food in them. So there's about 15 different types of food you can buy in them. And sometimes they have live music, and we shouldn't go around there and get a bite to eat. So we trotted around it. It wasn't that far away, really. And in we went, and there we go. Loads of food trucks, great stuff, you know, from pizza. There was Asian food. There was English food. There was Mexican, of course. Had to be Mexican, seeing the girls were having Mexican. And there's a bar in it. Big screens. The foodie was just about to start, Pete. The England-America match.
Rawr. Okay.
And it's all big bench seats, rows and rows of bench seats. All big, yeah. Like a big open warehouse, yeah? So I ordered my quesadillas. Adrian didn't know what quesadillas were. He got quesadillas too. Comes out in a wee tray. Got a couple of pints of Peroni beer. Down we sat. And we sat at this table, and this old woman, sorry, older lady, sat beside us. We started chatting to her. These other couple, mom, sister, daughter, and friend, sat beside us. We started chat away. So quesadillas, football started. There was a wee band playing, banjos and all bits and pieces. Great, having a great time. Finished our quesadillas. Adrian goes, hey, you want another drink? I said, oh, yeah, on you go. Mm-hmm. So up he goes and comes down with a pint and a double of Bushmills. So we're sitting there, and the music's good, and the crack was mighty, and drinking away. And the arrangement was that the girls' course was over at 9 o'clock. And we were going to go round there and meet them at the outside the nice restaurant place. And then we would go on from there.
Oh, dear.
So we had that drink, and the foodie was on, and the crack was mighty. And then I went up and I got another round of drinks and another couple of double Bushmills. And the crack was mighty, and the band was playing, and we were singing away, and the foodie was on. And Adrian went up and got another couple of drinks and another couple of Bushmills. And at this point, I looked at my watch and it was 8:30, and I was thinking, hey, Adrian, we've probably got time here for one more wee drink here before we go and get the girls. So he says, right, I'll go and get it now there, boy, in that sort of tone. So up he went to the bar and got a couple of pints and another couple of double Bushmills. So I staggers off to the toilet, which is at the back of the place, and it's upstairs somewhere, and the Adrian's got very quiet beside me, and he's sort of shaking about a bit, but I'm okay. I wandered up to the stairs, and I go to the toilet, and I'm chatting away to people in the toilet, and I'm chatting to people on the stairs, and I come down, I'm starting to walk back to our seats, and I go, boys, look, there's Judith, and there's Devon.
Oh, dear.
At this stage, it's 9:30, and
holy smokes.
Adrian and Robin have not went to meet the girls at the restaurant. In fact, they came in looking for their husbands. At 9:30, we were completely slaughtered, and absolutely, Adrian worse than I was bad. Adrian worse than me, and then we had to make our way back to the apartments, to the house, and we got up to the house and staggered. Remember, it was three floors.
So staggered up the stairs, Robin gets into his bed. I'm sound asleep, and Judith comes and shakes me. Get up out of your bed. What are you doing in bed? We're going out now. We're going to do something more. Coffee. Adrian wasn't to be found. They couldn't raise him from the dead. So I'm sitting in the lounge drinking coffee. They had a box of cookies that they had, and I was just and by 10 to 10, I think I was in my bed snoring. All picture, no sound. Woke up at 20 past 6 in the morning because my alarm on my phone went off because I hadn't switched it off. Oh, it was at the other side of the room. I had to stagger over the other side of them and switch that off. I got back into bed and I smoochied up to Judith, like really early in the morning. And she pushed my hand away. I am not talking to you.
I thought you were going to say you got in bed and it was your friend.
So you know me. So the morning came.
There's more to this story.
So I get up and I had sent some photographs to the night, and I had taken a video of myself, which I'd sent to the guys, and drunkenly had sent it that you could only watch it quickly and then disappear, like a Snapchat, for some reason. But I picked up my phone in the morning, and the video was there waiting for me on the phone. And I hit play and went, oh, my God. Delete. It was bad. This man's... Greg, seen it. I have no idea what I was saying.
I saw the very start of it, and it is, I am really drunk right now. And the funny part was, there's like the solid surface, and I thought it was the floor.
No, it was the wall. It was the wall.
Yeah, Robin was up against the wall taking this video.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was comical.
But you know me, Pete, I bounced up. Ready for breakfast, and out we went for breakfast. Nice. Adrian's grey as if he's dead. We get shuffled in. It's a really awkward vibe going on. So Adrian's trotting behind Devon. We had to go on to get home for 12 o'clock to let the babysitter and stuff away. Oh, my goodness. It was him. And Judith's going, I'm still not. Yeah, it wasn't right. I said, look, Judith, you had a great time. We had a great time. Let it be. No.
You'll pay for that for a little while.
Sure. It was a great night, great fun. But the saddest part was we were done by 9:30, and that place would have been jumping at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were the Isle farts that were done.
You guys were on a mission. Let's just put it that.
It just sort of caught up with us. It was just like. Drink.
The no chat. Food thing caught up to you.
The quesadillas really weren't enough. There was three little quesadillas. That wasn't enough. So it was a good night.
A lot of alcohol to have in a short amount of time.
It was good fun.
Just a couple good quesadillas.
Good.
All right. Anything else, Robin, that you can remember?
No, not really. Well, I put the Christmas lights up the driveways today and all that sort of stuff, and Christmas trees up now and all that stuff done. So I think we've got a Christmas party here next weekend. So that's that. I think, there's a TV crew coming. Funny enough, they're coming to make a commercial here where I'm told now, my Judith told me, her agents have told her, that there's a Sky TV are coming to make a documentary or a commercial for us, and they're bringing child actors to the house to play the part of the kids.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, because they can't have the kids on the TV. And her Judith and her two sisters. So that's all happening over the next few weeks. There's going to be some sort of time. My goodness, I am definitely the plus one now. So, yeah. I'm going to get some trim tomorrow. Definitely getting some trim. I got a call on Friday afternoon. I have to go to a place called Trim. And I just can't think of anything else but trim. So... I'm going to Trim tomorrow. It's a long way. It's about 3 hour drive tomorrow morning. So off to Trim. That's me. What about you, sir? You've had Thanksgiving with turkey and stuffing football and all that sort of stuff. And driving. That's a lot of driving.
A lot of driving. We went down to City's parents for Thanksgiving. The fun part about this Thanksgiving was that we actually bought the entire Thanksgiving meal. Pre-cooked. And so some of the grocery markets around here are starting to do that, where you basically can buy the whole meal with all the sides. All you have to do is heat it up. So you're not actually cooking the raw product. You're rather just reheating up the pre-cooked dinner. So turned out great. Really, you know, and it also just made it nice because we didn't have to worry about getting a start at cooking too early. I played a little golf on Thanksgiving. So just, you know, overall was a really nice time. Black Friday for me was a bit of a meh. I did take advantage of CD keys. I picked up, you're talking about getting rid of your Xbox Ultimate. I picked up 6 months of Xbox Ultimate off the CD key sales. And then, oh gosh, a couple shows to talk about. So Andor, the season finale hit.
Was that the finale?
That really? Is the finale from this past week. Yeah, so 12 episodes. Really good. Very much liked the way they wrapped it up on the finale. I think it sets up nicely for another season. And of course, this all is, you know, basically gradually going towards Rogue One, because this is really a prequel series to Rogue One. So outside of that, the other big series finale was The Walking Dead. And I know a lot of us have kind of been like, Walking Dead, I'm done with it, you know, and rightfully so. I think it's run its course, but it was kind of momentous because The Walking Dead has been around for, 12 years. I did not realize it has been running that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been around basically just after since my son's been born. So kind of sad to see it go on one hand.
Was it a good ending?
You know what? I liked it in that there were some surprises to it. You know, you didn't see that coming kind of moments. It wasn't all, you know, happy days type of ending. There definitely was some heartfelt, you know, pulling at the emotional strings of certain characters.
On YouTube at the moment, there's lots of explanation videos about explaining the ending. So it must have been.
Well, because there's there's a lot of stuff that is going to lead into some spinoff series. So I don't know how I feel about this, because, I mean, they've announced, you know, we already knew we had The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, but now there's The Walking Dead Universe, Walking Dead Dead City, and then The Walking Dead Rick and Michonne series, which I don't even know what the heck that's going to be called. So it just feels like there's a lot coming, and I'm not really that vested now. I've kind of got my fill of The Walking Dead. I think I'm good. But you know, overall, happy the way it ended. I think it did a good job of kind of wrapping up as much as it could, and left a couple things that are a bit cliffhangery because they're expanding the universe into other areas, but the main show is done. That was it. That was me in a nutshell. A lot of driving, a lot of, you know, that was the big thing with Thanksgiving, was the travel. And it wasn't too bad. We hit a little bit of traffic the first leg out. The leg back was actually pretty easy. So, all right, let's talk some video games.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
As we start this up, I forgot to say, my wife delivered this nice cocktail today.
She did. Oh,
what's that, Greg? That looks nice.
I don't know what it is. So I'm going to try it. We're going to taste test this on the show to find out what it actually is.
Please wait.
It's Drano.
It might be. They might be. No. It's a little grapefruity. I think there's a cranberry grapefruit in there.
It's whatever was lying around.
Vodka and a little Grand Marnier, yeah. Very festive holiday-ish. We've been decorating the house, too. Today has been Christmas Day. So we've been getting all the front of the yard Christmas decorations up. The inside of the house, Cindy is tackling that, so we kind of usually split that up a little bit. I'll do it the front of the house, and then she'll walk out. She'll make some critiques, and I'll be redoing the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. I've already got that. Robin, the lights on the driveway, they're flashing. It looks terrible. Can you stop the flashing, please? Can you make it more consistent? I'm going to pull it up now so you can see it.
I'm not big on the flashing Christmas lights. We have a couple.
There's one of the cameras right now going on the driveway.
Why don't we just wait for them to turn up with us and make the critiques while we're doing it, as opposed to just doing it all first and having to do
that? Would probably be the smart thing to do, Pete.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
So there's the drive, part of the driveway you're seeing there, and then can you see from the front door? You can't see the back. That one's offline.
I see some that are kind of That's just obnoxious, Robin. Come on.
That looks like that same driveway where that dude got struck by lightning on YouTube.
I was trying to do it trying to get the staple gun going up there while before the light faded completely. So
we actually have permanent hooks up underneath our rain gutters, so this way it makes hanging lights 1,000 times easier.
There you go.
All right, let's talk video games. I didn't play a whole lot, to be perfectly honest. I'll start with myself. I attempted to play Pentiment. This is the new Obsidian Software game. I don't know that I'm going to get on with this game. It is a kind of a text adventure. It's a murder mystery that you're solving. But unfortunately, it is it's not good for small screens. I was trying to play this actually as we were driving down. Cindy was driving, I was in the passenger seat, so I thought, you know what, I'll fire up Xbox Game Pass and just play a cloud game. No, that just is not going to work. So, and this also kind of highlights a little bit of one of the deficiencies of the Steam Deck, which is it does not have a mobile, carrier capability, so you can't tie into like a 5G mobile network. You have to run off of basically Wi-Fi. Yeah. Mm. But I did play a little bit more Celesta, Crown of the Magister. This is turn-based D&D RPG game through and through. And it continues to play just as you expect. I really like that, so I've been enjoying my time with it. It does have some difficulty spikes at times. And I think that is just a reflection of kind of... sometimes you're going to be battling against enemies that you're not prepared for, or you don't have the right gear for, or even your tactic, you need to change your tactic. And I think that's really mostly what I've encountered is there's been a couple times where these enemies have just taken me to the cleaners. And then I'm like, you know, I load back up the save and I'm like, let me try a different tactic. And usually on the third or fourth attempt, I'm able to get past those tougher enemies. But yeah, so enjoying that. Robin.
Yeah, okay. This is racing stuff. So last week I had mentioned that I had ordered a thing called load cells. They never arrived. I'm going to put them up on the screen right now. So load cells are things that you fit, well, when you can't have a really expensive set of pedals that have these as standard. These are little compressors, little things with springs, so you can get more loading in your pedal rather than just no resistance whatsoever. So I put this on my brake pedal, on my accelerator pedal, very easy to fit. You can adjust the tensioning. And it does make a difference. It is, you can accelerate more smoothly and but I think eventually it'll be the fancy jobs that I get. So that was good. It was nice to have those. This week I was also playing around with some software called Track Titan. And Track Titan, what it does is it is a paid service. There is a trial with it. And this is how nerdy I've got now. Okay. So Track Titan analyzes your laps. So it links in with your account and it pulls in the data from your racing. And then you can go corner by corner and look at the exact braking, where you accelerated, your line, and you can analyze it to the centimeter where you're braking too early, too late, and stuff like that there. It's very, very nerdy.
Oh my goodness.
But, I mean, already it seems to be helping me. There's stuff there. Now, I was at the Imola race circuit this week, and this was... I've done a couple of races, but I'm going to start a bit of video here now. This was the beginning of one of the races, like the third corner. So when that comes up, it was kind of nutty.
and I couldn't see where I was going. This little clip here is just, what's going on? So when you see that, it was kind of crazy first lap. But I've had some good races this week. I am now 734th out of 2,204 people in my division.
All right.
And I have raced four races out of the eight. So a lot of people have raced their eight races, and I'm in the, 700. I think that's all right, isn't it? So this week we're on to Silverstone, English course, famous course. That's why I was starting to do a bit of practice and analysing my times with Track Titan. But I've enjoyed it. I had a stream with people watching it. It was wonderful. I had seven people watching my stream. It was lovely. It was good. And I have some sound effects in there when I block someone or overtake them. It's denied. And that was a dick move. That was a dick move, Robin. That's got in there now as well. So, I'm having good fun on that. So I will continue on. Bongo's Bits on YouTube. Go and give me a like or a subscribe. That would be lovely. I'm at that wonderful from zero. I'm now at that sexy number of subscribers. I'm at 69. A long way to go to the 1,000. We'll get there eventually. So yeah, I'm having a ball.
Monetize you.
So as I keep on saying, look, I mean, that yes, the license for LFM, that was cool. And then you get into these more advanced races and the different divisions and splits and all within those. And now it's analyzing my laps. That's opened up a whole other avenue of depth to this game. And just not this, other racing sims as well. So, I have had a few people contacted me that are interested in doing some little league stuff. So I am working on a thing in the background here, like racing for the elderly type thing, I may set up a few things. There's a few people have interested. So if you're interested in maybe joining in, it's a set of Corsa Competizione that you're going to need, and let me know, and I'll set up a little private server and we can jump in and have a laugh and a drive and take you through your paces like I did with Forza all those times ago. So, still, I will continue on. I'm busy this week, so I might just get the races that I want. But, I'm keeping at it. I'm having a ball. Having a ball.
All right. Pete, I see Assassin's Creed and God of War both on your list here. Which Assassin's Creed are we talking about?
I've double dipped. I looked at the PlayStation... the PlayStation Store over the Black Friday sale and in and around that period, because there's sales going on beforehand, isn't there, like early deals and stuff. So I noticed Assassin's Creed Ragnarok, I think it's called, Dawn of Ragnarok, was available on CD keys for £10. But it's usually... Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Sorry, is it Assassin's Creed? No, it's Assassin's Creed Dawn of Ragnarok, isn't it? I think I'm sure it's called that. The DLC.
Is it DLC?
Valhalla.
Is it DLC for Valhalla?
Yeah, it's a DLC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I seen that was £10 and you could get it on PlayStation. So I was thinking, oh, how much is it on PlayStation? Because I know I've got it on Xbox, but I don't really play on my Xbox that much. And it's downstairs. And I've been using, I've bought like loads of games from my PlayStation. So I just thought, right, I'm going to buy it. It was only, I think it was 17 quid. On PlayStation, so I ended up buying that and then the CD keys version of the Dawn of Ragnarok, and so I paid £27 for the full game and a DLC, and I've started Assassin's Creed Valhalla all over again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just love that game, man. I don't know what it is. It's just when I think about wanting to play video games, I always think back to playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I just don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the universe it's set in, because I love Viking Norse history.
Pete, on the back of you, Pete, I have watched now the first couple of episodes of your Vikings series.
Oh yeah,
and I kind of see that plays right into this as well. It's all that sort of raw ginger beards and all stuff.
Yeah,
justice for gingers. So
justice for gingers. It's just brilliant. I love the story. So I played the first chapter, did the character creation, just made sure that everything was all downloaded and set, ready to carry on with my quests. And yeah, I think the first mission is finding your own crew and getting yourself established back again with your crew after being exiled and ready to go to prison. I'm sure a lot of people have already played this now, but and I'm not even anywhere near the middle or the end, so there's loads of stories within this game. I've not played the DLC, though. That's one thing I haven't done. So the Dawn of Ragnarok, I'm going to get the Druids as well, which I believe is based either in Wales. I think it's Wales. And then there's one that's based in Ireland. But yeah, I'll get them all, and I'll end up playing them all. I'm just going to go for it again. Yeah, I just love that game. Don't know what it is. So I've ended up double dipping and buying it. So yeah, I only played a little bit of it, but at least I played video games this week. The one thing I have played today, me and Shell today said we're just going to do as little as we can and just spend a bit of time doing what we want to. So I ended up firing God of War up. I know that it's downloaded. I made sure that it was all there. I got it all updated. So I fired that up today and I've played it for about 4.5 hours.
Okay.
By God, man, that game is just epic from what I've played of it so far. I mean, Mark System in the first 20 minutes is just breathtaking, but every part I've played of it so far has just been mind-blowing. There was an option at the start where you could choose between 60 frames a second and the quality of the game. I chose quality, and I don't know why I did that, because when I started to play the game, it ended up being a bit blocky and it froze in certain parts. So I ended up, and I've only got a standard definition television. I've not got anything fancy. Is it like 1080 by 720 or whatever is the maximum resolution? It's nothing. I'm not into any of that jazz, and I've said it loads of times before. So I went back and started the game again and went into 60 frames per second, and that just made a big difference. So anybody who notices that and they're playing it in high quality, maybe just make the switch, which you could do pretty much straight away anyway. But I was only about 10 minutes into the game, so I just thought I'll start over again. But it's just non-stop, man. Even from like the God of War 4 on the PS4, you're just straight into it. There's a great epic start. There's lots of bosses to fight, and this is exactly the same. And do you know what I like about this as well? When you get into the starting menu, you press start, like to start the game, and it all starts from the start menu. And I like games that do that. It's just silly little things that make this game perfect. The graphics are unbelievable. The animation's great. The story itself, the way it's put together, is just so good. And it's a continuation from God of War 4. There's not much time that's lapsed, I think, since the last game. Atreus, the young boy, has grown a bit. And where you start as well, there's characters that come straight into it, not far from the start of the game, that where you left off from the last one. So you know that it's a good continuation, a good flow of the story, but now it's starting to involve people from trying to think of it. Oh my God, how can I not? Anyway, it's involving the Norse gods. It's involving Odin, Thor.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get to see those, and they're not how you think they look like, neither. And
Thor looks like the Thor of I think it was Ragnarok when he gets all overweight.
Overweight, yeah. He looks like me with long hair, basically. So when I seen him, I was like, oh my God, that could be me. That could with long hair, because I'm well overweight at the minute. And yeah, it's just fantastic. It's non-stop from the start. The bosses are pretty tough that I've fought so far. There's some great twists already at the start, and it involves Atreus, the young boy, and you just think, yeah, this is going to be one epic story. And that, you know, without spoiling anything, that's as much as I could say about it, I suppose. Right. But I feel like I'm going to be then going on every week now and saying, well, I've been playing more of Assassin's Creed, or I've been playing more of God of War. But listen, these games are just, they're top notch, aren't they? These.
Well, and you do love your big long RPG adventures.
Yeah, I do. I just can't wait to get my teeth. I got to the end of playing that video game today. And I got downstairs and Shell was like, how did you get on with playing a video game? I was dipping in and out of work, and she was like, how did you get on? And I was like, I barely scratched the surface. I barely started the game. And she was like, but you was up there for hours. And I'm like, but I didn't really do anything. And she was like, I can't understand that. And I said, well, this is why I need 9 hours to really start to get into this game, because that's how long it takes. You know, if you really want to immerse yourself into the game and I like to explore as well. I like to look at every nook and cranny and get every chest and every bit of gold and make sure I loot everything and make sure I maximize everything I do in a level, and to do that it just takes time. So I've really enjoyed it. It's been great so far. So yeah, PlayStation 5, that's what I've been battering at the moment, and that's what I think I'm gonna end up moving on to full time instead of my Xbox, I'm afraid. But
You know what? If the games you want to play are on that system, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And we will have more on PlayStation 5 and a lot of discussion in just a little bit when we get into the news. But before we get there, unless there's anything else anybody wants to cover, we're going to move on to a quiz.
All right, now everybody get set. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
All right. So here we go. This is my little, buy it, love it, hate it. But I've put the spin to it of fund it, buy it, bin it. And I'm going to give Pete a choice. Pete, you can either take the questions I have, or the your quiz that I set up for you, or you can mystery box Kim's. Which would you rather do? And don't think because I said there's something for you, it means it's really tailored to you. It's just something for you.
Let's go for Kim's.
Okay. Here we go. Pete, you are, and by virtue of this, by the way, I'm now going to give Kim your questions next time she's on the show. By the way, she was in the chat. I don't know if she's still in the chat. She said on the toilet, love you guys. We love you back, Kim. We know you were busy with family stuff going on, so no worries. All right, here we go. Pete,
okay.
You are in charge of a large candy and flavor company. Mm-hmm. And there's no such thing as a flavor company, but we're going to make it so for the purposes of this question. Yeah. You now need to choose between three flavors and figure out which one you want to keep long term, which one you're going to just host as a holiday special for one time only, and which flavor you're like, this is horrible. It will never see the light of day. It's done.
Okay.
So you have to choose between peppermint, spearmint, and cinnamon.
Cinnamon would be seasonal, I think, like Christmas.
Okay.
I like spearmint. So I think peppermint would have to do one, and spearmint would have to stay there in the forefront. Yeah.
So you're binning peppermint.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't mind having peppermint tea when I got a bit of a tummy ache, but that's about it.
Well, now you're going to live perpetually with a tummy ache, apparently.
Yeah. I'll take something else.
Okay. All right. I don't know if the chat would agree with you or not. I would have gone peppermint over spearmint. I would have kept peppermint long term. Spearmint, I probably been because I think it's closer to peppermint. And cinnamon, I'm with you. Seasonal holiday one-time thing.
See, spearmint, there used to be a gum in the UK. I don't know if they still do it. It was made by Wrigley's.
Gum.
Yeah, we have it.
Stick it in your bum.
I used to love that. But I don't, because of my my stomach condition, I got ulcerative colitis, as I probably said a few times.
Right.
I can't have chewing gum. Chewing gum is one of the things that gives you a flare-up for some
interesting
crazy reason. But yeah, there we go. It doesn't do your stomach any good whatsoever. So I don't have it anymore. And I really love spearmint gum. So
okay.
There we go.
All right, Robin, I think you have the, in my opinion, hardest out of all of them.
I've just made a discovery.
Do tell.
Is it the picture behind
the picture behind Pete is the old town of Ravinia in Croatia. I was right, Croatia.
You did call it Croatia.
Oh,
nice.
Well done.
Oh, yeah. So a Wrigley Spearmint gum advert.
Okay.
Okay. You have my full attention.
All right. Your full attention. You are a seafood purveyor, and you now have to choose which of these popular seafood items will you keep on the menu year-round, will you offer as a one-time holiday special, and which one goes the way of the wastebasket. You'll never see the light of day on your tables. Your choices, Robin, crab, lobster, and shrimp. And mind you, this can be any type of crab, any type of lobster, any type of shrimp. So you could be creative here, within that realm in terms of how you're thinking about this.
I'm so glad I didn't get this question.
Well, I suppose the shrimp has to be an all-round sort of year thing. You know, that's an everyday food. I couldn't do without that. I have shrimp so much. Lobster would have to be not just so regular. But I love them all. I love all of these.
I know.
So so the crab, I could do without. Lobster would be a real treat every now and again. I mean, you know, I couldn't have lobster every single day of the week. I could, but it would spoil it. But I guess I would like to get messy with lobster on special occasions. But the shrimp, so many things we do with shrimp.
Right.
You know, you know, as Bubba Gump said.
Yeah.
Should Bubba I Gump. List all the ways here?
So. No. I think I would have swapped lobster and crab. I love Alaskan king crab is phenomenal.
See,
crab. If you've ever had king crab, I mean, the legs are literally like as long as your forearm. It's insane how big
things.
Yeah.
I mean, going to like San Francisco, of course, you get your lobster, your bisque, or your crab thing served in a loaf of bread and all that sort of tackiness. But no, I like lobster for a treat. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well done.
What was Kim doing?
Well, Kim, her next week's questions will be around watercraft.
Oh, like plastic pants and stuff.
Exactly. Plastic pants. That's
she bought them in six pairs.
Danish ones.
Yeah.
All right. Let's swap over to some news. If I can find the trailer.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, Robin. This is
boys. Yeah, this Microsoft, Activision, Sony battle is continuing over the purchase of Activision, and it's rattling on. I know we've got a bit on it sort of every week, but it is a really weird thing that's going on in this whole, and it's quite an interesting story. So Sony is claiming that the Activision deal could hurt developers and lead to price rises. All this could. That's the thing that should be highlighted. So the UK regulator has recently expanded its investigation into the $68.7 billion deal due to a number of antitrust concerns, which it outlined in a statement published in mid-October. Notably, it has said it was worried about the impact the deal could have on the PlayStation's ability to compete, given that the merger would see Microsoft gain ownership of the Call of Duty series. A lot of detail here. Sony's claimed that Microsoft's true strategy behind the proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard is to have PlayStation become more like Nintendo and not compete in the 18-rated shooter space. Ignoring these facts, Microsoft has argued that Nintendo has been successful without access to Call of Duty, it continued, This misses the point. The decision identifies a wide body of evidence showing that Nintendo offers a differentiated experience of Xbox and PlayStation because it focuses mainly on family-friendly games that are very different from the PG-18 first-person shooter games like Call of Duty. This is supported by Microsoft's internal documents, so the CMA found show that, in general, Microsoft's internal documents track PlayStation more closely than Nintendo, with Nintendo often being absent from any internal competitive assessment. Wow, they really have opened their doors to their paperwork and all their chats.
It's been insane how public this has become. And this is why I wanted to actually bring this forward, because we had multiple different responses over the past couple of weeks. I tried to kind of keep them a bit in order, but I think that some of it may be slightly out of order, but that's okay. It's all addressing the same stuff. So I'll let you continue, Robin, and then we can talk about it.
I mean, even stuff here, which is kind of bad on Microsoft's point, Microsoft themselves said Sony has more exclusive games than Xbox does, according to Microsoft, which claims that many of its rivals' first-party titles are better quality, which kind of is a bit of a dig at their own studios. So that's not great there. In addition to being a dominant console provider, Sony is also a powerful game publisher. Microsoft wrote in response to the CMA, Sony is roughly equivalent to the size of Activision and nearly double the size of Microsoft's gaming publishing business. The company added that there were over 280 first and third-party titles on PlayStation 2021, nearly five times as many on Xbox. Goodness me. So last they mentioned, you know, their top games that won't be available on Xbox, like God of War, Ghost of Tsushima, The Last of Us, Spider-Man. My goodness, you could have an argument there that, you know, Sony's competitive advantage. I get it. Now, Activision Blizzard, who are being bought here, they're saying, look, hey, we won't hesitate to fight this, to defend Microsoft. So the CCO, Lulu Chen, Mercevi, took to Twitter to address speculation regarding an ongoing antitrust investigations by global regulators, seeing a lot of speculation about Microsoft's acquisition, and any suggestion that the transaction could have anti-competitive effects is absurd, which I totally agree with. This merger will benefit gamers and the US gaming industry, especially as we face stiffer competition from abroad, China. We're committed to continue to work cooperatively with regulators around the globe to allow the transaction to proceed, but won't hesitate to fight to defend this transaction that's needed. It's kind of nutty. It really is. Nice.
So a couple of things real fast. So going back to Sony's statement, I and a lot of people pointed this out. It was a bit comical that Sony's talking about that Microsoft getting Activision Blizzard could lead to increased hardware costs for games and subscription prices, because that's exactly what Sony has done this past year. They raised the price of the PlayStation 5. They increased games in this generation from $60 to $70. They were the leaders on this. And you could also make the subscription side of it, you know, in that they did away with PS Now and funneled into this new tiers, which are more expensive than the original PlayStation Plus just base system. So I just found that very hypocritical, comical, that they would be throwing all this out there. I do think that, you know, Sony is more interested in, and there's further news to talk about this aspect of it, but I think Sony's more interested in just killing this deal now. I think they see a path to doing that, and so they're just going all in. Because if this really was for just concessions of keeping Call of Duty on the PlayStation console, there has been a path.
And there continues to be a path. So Microsoft have offered Sony a 10-year deal to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation. And I'm sure when 8 years came up, that would be renegotiated again. So the Xbox maker told the New York Times that it offered the 10-year deal to Sony on November the 11th. Sony has declined to comment on the claim. So, the future of Call of Duty series as a multi-platform product is one of the key areas being examined by worldwide regulators scrutinizing Microsoft's proposed takeover of Activision Blizzard. Of the 16 governments reviewing this deal, only Saudi Arabia and Brazil have approved it so far, although Microsoft expects Serbia to do so, certainly. Well, that'll make all the difference. In September, Xbox boss Phil Spencer said Microsoft had committed to making Call of Duty available on PlayStation for several more years after Sony's current deal with Activision expires, which will reportedly follow the release of the new game Black Ops developer Treyarch in 2024. However, PlayStation boss Jim Ryan, who's reportedly seeking access to future Call of Duty games on equal terms in perpetuity, responded publicly by calling Microsoft's proposal for keeping the series on PlayStation consoles inadequate on many levels. I think it's just craziness to think that Microsoft would buy it to switch off the PlayStation stream of sales for that game and all the DLC and all the bits. It's just nutty.
There's evidence kind of on both sides of this. And Pete, I'd love to hear your thinking on this too. But I mean, there's evidence on both sides of this that, you know, Microsoft owns Minecraft. They kept Minecraft on every console under the sun. They did not take that away from anybody. And they continue to allow that to be purchased and bought on PlayStation as well as Nintendo. But then on the flip side of that, when they did purchase Bethesda, although they had a couple of deals in place for, Deathloop, as well as Ghostwire Tokyo, those stayed on the PlayStation, because they had the exclusivity deal. But Starfield, it's now hinting that Elder Scrolls 6 would be potentially a console exclusive. So,
but Spider-Man.
No doubt.
Mention Uncharted because they're first party things, but Spider-Man, I know Sony owns a license to it and all that there, but you could say that should be a game that should be on everything. Why should you hold back kids from playing a Spider-Man game? You could say that, Gran Turismo, they've got Forza on Xbox, but Uncharted, you could also say, Uncharted is a first-party game, I can get it, and God of War, but something like Spider-Man, which has general appeal all over, you could have that argument there. I think it's crazy.
It is a little bit bonkers. Pete, let's hear your thoughts.
You see, the thing is, for me, Call of Duty at the moment and any Activision game really is not on my radar. And for me, I'm just leaning more towards of what are the bigger titles in this current period and what console are they on. And at the moment, for me, the bigger games are on PlayStation. Don't get me wrong, I am a big Gears of War fan. I love the Gears of War series. I've played every single one. And the only reason I'm probably hanging on to my Xbox is because, at some point they'll release another Gears of War game that I'm going to want to play. This whole Activision deal is I didn't know any of this was going on until I read the show notes or I'll come on to the show. I don't know any of the progress about this deal.
You're the average consumer, Pete, at this stage. You are the average consumer in terms of your consumption of the news. So, interesting.
Is it really much of a big thing to people? I mean, it's big in the gaming world and it's big as far as publicity is concerned. And you're talking billions of dollars and it's a big thing. There's loads of governments that are looking into this deal. But from a consumer level, are they looking into this and thinking, I'm really unsure about what console to buy because this is really going to affect this one?
I can imagine, yes, there's stuff on both sides here, but I imagine there's some people in Microsoft right now are going, we haven't done anything wrong. why are we being targeted here? I mean, you mentioned Minecraft, of course. You know that's the perfect example. It's probably bigger than Call of Duty as far as a game is concerned. They're going, what? We didn't say any of this. They're making this shit up.
Here's my question. When the dust settles on this, whichever way it goes, what comes of this? How ugly does this get when once the dust is settled and the deal is done or not done? Maybe if the deal gets canceled, does it get really ugly? Does Microsoft just say, we're going to take that $76 billion and pour it into every exclusive we can find?
Yeah, it's just going to get dirty.
Yeah.
It's just going to get really, really dirty, and it's not good for gamers at all. So if this deal falls through, it'll go through in some other way. There'll be some other thing that there'll be no favors. There'll be no quarter drawn any longer.
But how is this affecting you though personally? This deal,
at the moment, it's not. I think we can all safely say it's not affecting any of us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, from a financial scale and what it's doing between the two organizations, it is massive, isn't it? It's huge, but. For me, being your average consumer, it's not affecting my game, my game purchases. It's not affecting the games I play. I've not dipped into. I've not even played Modern Warfare 2, the latest one.
And now, what if I told you, Pete, that Modern Warfare 2 could have been part of, you know, Game Pass Ultimate?
Then you know. Celebrate. It's one of those, you know, it wouldn't really bother me. It wouldn't really bother me. Okay. I think I'd get over it. There's too much out there at the moment, isn't there? There's quite a bit out there.
Interesting thing is that Gran Turismo 7, the boss of it is considering looking at a PC port for the game, which I'm sure little Sony people will be turning in their absolute beds, and they will be going no. So they're saying here that they may be available to reach Gran Turismo on a PC library. So to join the likes of Sackboy, Uncharted, Legacy, Thieves Collection, Spider-Man, sequel to Miles Morales, and that is another way that you could tackle this. So if there's other ways to play Sony games now.
True.
And more and more that ball is gathering speed. So that should be interesting. Now, saying that, Polyphony have never been that good at getting anything out on time. So I wouldn't hold my breath about this coming quickly. But interesting if it comes.
Do you still think in the future eventually it'll all go down a point where we're just playing it all through a PC and we're playing it all on a cloud? Do you reckon?
I think more and more and more as broadband speeds get faster and faster and the cloud stuff gets there, it'll just be an app on your TV.
Yeah.
I'm going to be right back. Robin, continue on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an app on your TV and away you go. And you just log into your account and there it is.
It'd be crazy to think about it in that scenario, wouldn't it, really? Instead of buying a console.
Like, I'd say in 10 years' time, not straight away. Yeah,
as quick as that.
And well, you think and go back 10 years when we were all disc based and there was a fight about when the Xbox was coming out. Oh, you have to have an online connection, and Sony were, oh, you can play it anytime. Here's how games are.
Think of the longevity of like what they're providing now as you know, a console and a product that they give you, that it will last a long time, won't it? Providing that you don't throw it up against the wall.
But discs. Like, let's talk about Extravision or Blockbuster in America. I mean, that's where you went to on a Friday night with your girlfriend. You looked around the cover. You think, oh, there's no internet. Yeah, that looks good on the back. We'll get it. And it was crap. So you got your carry-out. Yeah. You got your Extravision and chill, or Blockbuster and chill back then. Yeah. So that's gone now. And then who buys? I mean, yes, people buy DVD. I just bought some, but very, very few people buy DVDs for consumption anymore.
Well, they're being sold in charity shops, aren't they? For like three for a
tenner. Can't give them away.
Nah.
It's funny. I came across some stuff there about VHS videos now becoming valuable. There's if you had certain first generation Disney videos and Star Wars videos on VHS, hold on to them.
I own one. I'll try and find it out.
Epic Games Store is going to be reportedly offering a free game every day over Christmas. Woohoo! That's according to Deal Labs user Bill B. Kuhn, very reliable source here, who has accurately leaked various Epic Games Store, PlayStation Plus, and Xbox Pass over the last year. In 2019, the Epic Games Store gave away 12 games over Christmas, and in 2020 and 2021, it gave away 15 free titles over the festive period. So, maybe you'll get some free games. Maybe they'll give away the latest Call of Duty. That would be a slap to them.
Oh my God, that would be funny.
Netflix, speaking of which, here you go, Pete. Netflix is hiring talent for a brand new AAA PC game. Spotted by Mobile Gamer,
the entertainment company is looking for a game director at its new LA-based development studio with all the soy boys. And we're looking for a creative and highly skilled game developer to help us forge the game direction and creative vision on a brand new AAA PC game. This thing reads, as game director, you'll be the creative lead of one of Netflix's first generation of internally developed original games. Interesting. Will that be on PC only, or will it be streamed on Netflix?
Yeah. I have to think this is going to be, at this point, PC, because does Netflix actually do streaming games?
No, they have games available if you're a subscriber for your phone. Just phone games. You can go onto your Netflix account and download them for your phone. We're just chatting about that. As you know, in 10 years' time, will it be your app on your TV? Will it be the majority of the way? And I kind of think that's the way it's going.
I 100% agree. It will be your consoles, your TV.
So, and finally, another Activision story. Warzone 2 has reached 25 million players in its first 5 days. Jeez. Yeah, Microsoft want to give that away. A tweet posted on the official Call of Duty Twitter says, thank you, 5 days over 25 million players. The free-to-play sequel, which launched on November the 16th, has been seemingly a huge success in terms of establishing a large player base in a short time. However, it remains to be seen if it will continue this momentum and overtake the previous milestone set by the first Warzone. Back in 2020, the original Warzone was released. Activision announced that it had reached 30 million players in 10 days, following a claim that it reached 50 million in 3 days. By way of comparison, free-to-play battle royale game Apex Legends took 7 days to reach 25 million players. Wow, that's a lot of people playing games.
It's a lot of people, and by virtue of it being free to play, also you have to think though a lot of microtransactions,
costumes and different bits and pieces. Yeah, so that's all the news. A lot of Activision based stuff there, but
I'm sure Microsoft did not want to see that Activision news, because it you know that plays into Sony's hands. Sony's going to absolutely use these numbers to their benefit. On the flip side, I suppose you could say Microsoft also could use these numbers to the benefit of them saying, again, Sony has exclusivity deals on the Call of Duty game, and so
you work at 25 million and you work out that 1% of that 25 million buys a thing in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And divide that by like 3/4, say, that are playing on Sony. You know, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Staggering numbers.
That's it.
All right.
News.
Awesome. Pete.
We didn't
actually update the games here, so...
That's fine. I'm already on the website.
Excellent.
You're glad yourself. Wow, professionalism.
I know. It's fine. Look at that. It's fine.
There we go. Right. So... The Last Days of Lazarus is out on the PS5 on November 29th. Sable is on the PS5 on November the 29th also. Soccer Story on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S and all the rest of them on November 29th. The Night Witch is out on all of the platforms on November 29th. Front Mission, first remake, is out on the Switch on November 30th. Gundam Evolution is on all of the platforms on November 30th. Warhammer 40,000 Darktide, which is out on the PC on November 30th. And then we're into the Christmas month. Inscription is out on the Switch December the 1st. The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners, Chapter 2, Retribution, is out on December 1st. Marvel's Midnight Suns is out on pretty much all the platforms on December the 2nd. Need for Speed Unbound is out on the same day on all the platforms. Resident Evil Village, Winter's Expansion, is out on the Switch December 2nd. Callisto Protocol. Callisto, okay, is out on all the platforms on December the 2nd. And that's pretty much it for the next week of game releases.
So looking back on this list, Callisto Protocol to me is the biggest one out of all of these in terms of like the hype levels. This is, you know, the makers of Dead Space basically creating their own Dead Space game. So Need for Speed Unbound is interesting because we've just not heard anything about this game. No. So I'm kind of curious as to how its reception is going to be. Marvel Midnight Suns, this list may not be updated because I thought this got delayed. I'm not positive. I'm just thinking anything else on this. Gundam Evolution, could care less. Warhammer 40,000 Dark Tide. That, I believe, is that the co-op shooter game?
Pass.
I thought it was a co-op shooter. In which case, I believe that's also coming to PC Game Pass, but I'm not, again, 100% positive on that. Interesting stuff.
Need for Speed Unbind.
Yeah, this is the one that had almost like a kind of cel-shaded styling to the cars. You know, Need for Speed's back. I just don't know how excited people are going to be for it. Anything on either one of these lists jumps out to the two of you that you'd be like, oh, that sounds interesting?
No, not particularly, no.
Callisto Protocol, definitely.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that game.
Dead Space stuff, class. Have you played any Dead Space games?
No. Mike's always said to me, you need to play Dead Space because you love that. I love Resident Evil. I like horror games and
Before your ultimate runs out, Pete, you should check it out because it is on EA Play.
Dead Space 2, definitely Dead Space 2. I mean, Dead Space 1 is really good. Dead Space 2 is fantastic. Dead Space 3, leave it out. Dead Space 1 and 2. But if I was going to say you could pick up Dead Space 2, play it straight away without knowing the first one. It's a fabulous, fabulous game. Fabulous.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, we can talk a little bit about play dates. Robin, let's go through kind of the business stuff.
Well, Wednesday night, you've got your first person shooter stuff. You've got either Halo or Modern Warfare 2, and you lead the way on that there. Friday night, we've got PUBG. And both of these sessions are usually between 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock UK time. You can work it out from there. And more people are contacting me for racing with old farts over 50 years old on racing games. So please, if you're interested in that, let me know at Bongo the Sane, and I will get something organized over the next while. So join in. These guys always have good fun on Wednesdays and Friday nights, 9 o'clock UK time. So join in and have a bit of a laugh.
All right. We'll just kind of move into show notes. Come back next week. We'll be here again at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch. So check us out there. Subscribe. Do check out Bongo's Bongo's Bits. Is that what we landed on?
And remember,
we also have a Facebook page that we do update as well. Gingers for peace. For justice.
For peace.
Pete, let's start out the shout-outs with you.
I've managed to dig out the two. I thought it was just one VCR that I owned. Is it VHS, sorry, tape? So Street Fighter.
Oh, wow.
It's a player's guide, and I had that ever since we had the Super Nintendo come out. Whenever, all back those.
Street Fighter years. 2.
Street Fighter VHS. 2.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's that. And then the other one is RoboCop.
I love that movie.
Oh,
RoboCop is so awesome.
So that's an original box from way back in the 80s. I think it was 1989. I managed to get hold of this one. But yeah, it was 1987 when it was released. So anyway.
Would you show me the box cover again?
Oh, please? Yeah. This come from this one.
Yeah.
Oh, this come from it was like a magazine or something that come like just before the game release back in way when.
Street Fighter 2. What's it called? Street Fighter 2 what?
Street Fighter 2 Player's Guide. Incredible Player's Guide video. not even watched this, I don't think. It's from the Nintendo Magazine System. That's what it's from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've kept it. So there we go.
It's worth 30 quid on eBay today.
No. Yeah. Really? Oh, I'm going to keep it because it's just, it's Street Fighter 2. It's a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah. Keep that.
So, shout outs. I'm going to shout out people in the chat. There wasn't many of them. Lord, I think Robin was in there on his secret handle. Kim jumped on the toilet and said hello. And I'm gonna shout out Shell as well because she's bought me one of these. I'm gonna show you another thing. I don't know whether I'm gonna get it all on the camera though.
Wow!
Oh yeah,
DJ Pete.
That's cool. Yeah, I've always wanted to like have a go, and so it's a Numark Mixtrak Platinum
FX. Yeah, I think Josh has had one of those over the years. Yeah,
four decks.
But you're not doing it like the Stu. Like in virtual reality,
I have got that on the Quest, but I can't get a hang of it. I want to watch some tutorials on YouTube and have a go. So, she bought one of those for my birthday, and as well as that, did I tell you that I've got this Lego set as well? But I'm not going to show my penis. Don't worry. I've got this look.
Oh wow!
Can you see? Oh, there, look. There,
oh, back in time.
Wow, that's a bob or two there, mate.
Yeah, so it's a Lego set, 1,800 pieces. Look at that. It's fantastic.
That's an expensive gift.
You can get the car from the first, second or third movie. How cool is that? So,
and I tell you what, see when you get to the 80th piece, it's going to do some serious shit.
Yeah, it's going to disappear on you.
The 88th. Yep. Yeah, so you get a little Doc and Marty as well. Look, you see them at the bottom. Yeah, get a little Doc and Marty figure as well. So anyway, that's me. All's well in the land of Birmingham. Over to Robin.
Yeah, I actually watched a thing just before it came out. It was about a 10-minute little speech from Back to the Future. God, why is his name just... Michael J. Fox, and he was receiving an Oscar. It was an award about 6 or 7 days ago, and he gave this fabulous speech. And he's up there, and he's, you know, the hand is shaking away.
Yeah.
He's sort of kind of joking about it and stuff. But it was inspiring, really, really good. If you look that up, it was really good. Kim, sorry I couldn't make it on the show tonight, but happy late Thanksgiving to all our American listeners. And here we go. Get your lights up, and we'll see you next week. Thank you very much, Greg, for having us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you to both of you. Always a good time talking to you guys. Shout out to the listeners. As Pete rightfully said, thank you for checking us out. I want to shout out my wife for bringing me a cocktail in the middle of the podcast. I didn't that think she was going to do it, and she
that
did.
Was nice.
Yeah, she snuck it in. It was quite tasty. I forgot. I just celebrated my 8th year at Think Now, the company I work for.
Wow, is it 8 years? Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. So 8 years in. So there's that. And then the thing we forgot to completely talk about, which is amazing, World Cup is going on. And the U.S. is actually represented halfway decently so far. We tied Wales 1-1. Would have loved it, the win there. Obviously, Wales was able to tie it up on a free kick, I'm not going to argue the penalty call. But then we played England, and I honestly was prepared for just a beatdown.
I know, but the English players only had three people on the pitch. So,
well, yeah, but we took full advantage of that. And we were able to bring that to a 0-0 tie. It was a good match.
It was a really bad match for the England team. It really was.
Yeah, it was a bad match for the England team because you guys gave up a lot of opportunities. I think we had like 6 corner kicks or 8 corner kicks, something like that. It was insane. But yeah.
That's stats. So, these Americans and their stats.
Yeah, it's not coming home for the record, so fuck off.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not.
All right, that's it. Right. We're done. We're out of here. Thanks, everybody. Come back next week. We'll be back.
Martin's in the chat.
Cheers, Martin.
See you, mate. Goodbye, everybody.
Soccer and the Rams are playing. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
Done.
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 Done.